This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. And Dean, I'm very excited.
I know. You sent me a message very late at night when the news broke about this particular announcement. You were jumping for joy, weren't you?
I am jumping for joy because finally I get to bring back the greatest segment that nobody ever asked for.
What is it, Robbie? What is it?
The Bachelor Report. Robbie's own very bashy reports. Now, of course, The Bachelor in Paradise is returning to screens all over Australia next Tuesday.
Which means we're kicking the ground running, aren't we?
I am an avid fan of anything to do with Bachelor or
Bachelorette. They also announced recently that the new Bachelorette is one of the girls from Gogglebox.
It is Angie from Gogglebox.
Are you excited about that or not? What's not exciting about it?
I don't know a lot about
Angie. You don't think
Angie
deserves a quest for love, Robbie?
No, look, I'm sure everybody does, but maybe I don't need to watch it on my television. No, I'm sure she'll be fine. I like the idea of getting... I'm not a big fan of the celebrity casting of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
I mean, Gogglebox is hardly celebrity,
well,
but sure.
Well, you know. Or version.
But haven't they been a celebrity each and every time? Oh, I guess the first
No, and a lot of them... Look, I like... What I love about this series is the way that each series sort of follows on from the last series and we get to keep in contact with these people and find out what happens. So I love having a Bachelor or Bachelorette cast from the previous season.
I mean, you were very excited about that, but that won't stop you from sharing your joy and excitement. So basically, our Bachelor reports are going to be back, everyone. And as per the way the reports work, I will know nothing about what happens in the previous episode, and Robbie will give me an update.
And I will teach you
and
everything.
And every single week, I will learn every little detail about all of the Bachelor shows, whether it be Bachelor in Paradise or the Bachelor. The Bachelor report is back, and last time it was
whether
a whole heap of fun.
Whether you want it or not.
Well, I've got to admit, I'm excited. I wanted it. It was so ridiculous that I had... no hope but to hear each and every week what was going on, but I couldn't help but get sucked in. I don't actually watch the show. It's much more fun reliving it through the ears of Robbie.
Can I just tell you very quickly what my most exciting thing about this upcoming season
is? What is it?
If those avid fans of Bachelor Report will remember that we left The Bachelorette the last season with... my favourite Todd not getting through to being picked by Ellie right at the end, but he's not been cast in this season of Bachelor in Paradise, which means what, Dean?
Oh, do you think he's going to be the Bachelor?
He's definitely going to be the next Bachelor.
Oh, you heard it here first, and we'll find out whether or not it's true. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. But Robbie,
Dean.
I was having a thought. I'm still single.
Oh dear.
I don't know if anyone knows. And I was thinking...
You haven't mentioned it
in
a couple of weeks.
So. Well, I know. Yeah,
they may
have thought I found someone. Going to die alone. But I was thinking it would be a really great idea if... with the Batchy reports that you are doing now that Bachelor in Paradise is back and The Bachelorette's on its way and soon The Bachelor, you could take something that happens in that show... and throw it to me to have to try and do as a challenge within that week to try and find a husband.
Right.
Or just someone to talk to me.
With the way that show goes, the challenges will be things like throw a martini in someone's face.
Look, I'm here for it.
You know, or push a camera and storm off.
Well, are you willing to put the challenge to me, Robbie?
Absolutely.
So this is what we're going to add to Robbie's Bachelor Report, which if you've never heard it, go to our podcast. In fact, I might just put a few up because it's absolutely amazing. No one is more obsessed with the Bachelor franchise than our Robbie. And to hear him recount the episodes is such a joy. But what's great is Bachelor in Paradise is back on a Tuesday night, which means every single Wednesday we are going to get some vintage Robbie realness as he recaps the Bachelor report. I'm going to have to make up a title song or something.
Yeah, we need a little intro.
Yeah, I'll get into that. The Bachelor report, something like that.
Something that sounds great.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Just off the fly. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You just would hit record. Let's do that.
Done.
Now, look, that is the service that I am, of course, willing to provide to the general public of Melbourne as they need and require it.
It is worth it each and every time, but we're going to add an extra bit in into it since I'm single and looking to mingle. Robbie is going to take inspiration from every episode of The Bachelor in Paradise and throw a challenge to me each and every week to help me find someone
to
love.
This was the thing, Dean. This was the thing that made you found the one.
Look, I've been trying everything else, so we may as well give this a burl. So I'm throwing that challenge out to you, Robbie, and why not? Let's just dive in and have a whole lot of fun.
I think with it's a great idea.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.